Promotion. We now move on to the last element of our marketing mix, promotion. Promotion can take many forms. Although it is a part of the marketing mix, promotion is itself a mixture of marketing elements. There is also a promotional mix. What does the promotional mix entail? Most theorists agree that it has four main elements: advertising, sales promotion, personal selling, and publicity. Advertising is, for most people, the most recognizable form of marketing. It has several communications objectives. One is to make the consumer aware of a new product. The consumer becomes aware not only of the existence of the product, but also of its qualities. An example of such advertising is a $45 million campaign by Polaroid to launch its Spectra camera. The campaign contained high-frequency advertising on TV to tell a consumer not only of the product's existence, but also to convince the consumer of its high-quality pictures. Another aim of advertising is to convince the consumer to buy. This type of advertising must have emotional as well as informational qualities. An example is the slogan, "It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's." The idea is to stir up good feelings about the product, to encourage the consumer to buy. Another important function of advertising is to keep the product visible to the consumers over the long term. In this sense, advertising is insurance against the product fading out of consumer consciousness. This is one of the most important functions of advertising. Its importance can be seen in the example of Sapolio soap. Sapolio was the leading US soap bar at the turn of the century. The company felt that their market position was so strong that they could afford to cut back on advertising costs. Soon after, their market share began slipping, and eventually the product died. On the other hand, Ivory, the number two brand of soap at the turn of the century, maintained advertising levels and is still in existence to this day. Compared to advertising, sales promotions are short-term inducements to buy. Sales promotions include coupons, refunds, sweepstakes, buy one, get one free schemes, and bulk buy discounts. In most cases, the consumer switches back to his or her regular brand once the promotion is finished, but some do not. Anyway, even attracting temporary sales increases in the short term can be profitable. Sales promotions are also designed to motivate existing customers to buy more frequently. To be successful, sales promotions must be combined with a certain level of advertising.